from that that she's going to be talking about. And you should go to counterpunch.org. It's an online magazine. Desiree just published an article on the Break Free movement titled From Redwood Summer to Break Free via Occupy. And thanks again to Peo for inventing the Smurfs. That is all the time that we have today. It's Old Mole. Coming up next, we're going to listen to Air Cascadia with news, views, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, it's Locus Focus with our host Barbara Bernstein. Today, our guests are Portland teacher Bill Bigelow and Tim Swinehart, who are working to bring climate justice to the classroom. At 11, Air Disability Awareness, Disability Awareness is off. Today, we're going to hear Food Sleuth Radio featuring an interview with Dr. Todd Cooperman, president and founder of ConsumerLab.com, about the risks and benefits of some popular dietary supplements. And at 11:30, we'll hear Voices for Animals with host Courtney Scott. Today's guests are Keith Eiding and Janice Clark of Animal Ministry, an animal advocacy program of the Unitarian Church of Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the One Love World Music Party Cruise, Friday, May 27th on the Portland Spirit. Boarding takes place at 10:30 p.m. The One Love World Music Party Cruise features Portland reggae band Roots Revolution and DJ Solo Afrikaan and Della playing a mix of reggae, salsa, highlife, afrobeat, dancehall, R&B, hip-hop, reggaeton, funk, and more. This is a 21 and over event. Again, that's the One Love World Music Party Cruise, Friday, May 27th on the Portland Spirit. Boarding takes place at 10:30 p.m. on the west side of the Willamette River by the Salmon Street Fountain. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, May 23rd, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, real radio for real people at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Before we get rolling with our first guest today, Jody McCaffrey is with Citizens Against LNG, is very kindly on a very busy day and agreed to join us with some jaw-dropping updates on the situation down the coast. First, though, we have some weather for you. We've got a 50-50 chance of rain today at a high around 64, and not enough wind to bother wasting the breath on. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and 52. Light winds, and for tomorrow, partly sunny. Highs around 69 and light 5 to 8 mile per hour breezes. For tomorrow night, overcast skies and a low around 52. And again, a light breeze becoming calm later on. That's it for your weather for Cascadia for today. As the world knows now, of course, following the United States' ever more brutal approach to policing. Baltimore police officer Edward Nero is acquitted today of all charges in the 2015 death of Freddie Gray. That and the Supreme Court today left in place a lower court's ruling that Virginia's Republican-led legislature unlawfully considered race when drawing U.S. congressional districts by packing black voters into one district in a move opponents said diluted black electoral clout. Of course it does. On the subject of electoral clout, wow, do we have some earth-shaking news out of Israel. Former Prime Minister Ehud Barak warned of a seed of fascism. Moshe Aarons, who served as the defense minister three times, sees the events as a turning point in Israeli politics, and he says that he expects it to cause a political earthquake. The past 5 days produced tumult in Israeli politics, if you're following that, since Conservative Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu unexpectedly turned his back on a deal to bring the center-left into his coalition and instead, wait for it, yeah, that's right, he joined hands with far-right nationalist Avigdor Lieberman, a settler. Yeah, he's brought a settler into his government. And one of the most virulent critics, Lieberman, a West Bank settler, wants to be the defense minister. Oh, yippee, that'll be just wonderful. So on Friday, Netanyahu's former ally and confidant, Moshe Yaalon, resigned and quit Netanyahu's Likud party in disgust. After a weekend of digested developments, Lieberman and Netanyahu were forming the most right-wing government in Israelis' 68-year-old history. Let me just say that again. Netanyahu brought Lieberman, the settler, into his government. That was finalized today, forming the most right-wing government in Israel's 68-year-old history. Commentators trying to put it in perspective gave up in alarm. I'm not making it up. And we have our guest waiting today. There have been some pretty, talk about, no pun intended, earth-shaking events down coast. Jody McCaffrey is, as always, on it completely. Has brought to my attention, and now we together bring it to yours, that there are opportunities now. There'll be one on Thursday to go down to Salem and voice your opposition to what's going on. We've had a string of really kind of extraordinary news bits. There have a major fault, one of these coming from the Medford Mail Tribune, a major fault off the Oregon coast is expected to produce an earthquake. Transportation officials say that preparing for that event needs to be top priority. Again, that's a wait for it moment, you know? Wait for it. That's right, yes. Transportation officials say that preparing for that event needs to be a top priority. The Cascadia subduction zone event tops the needs listed in a report released last week by the governor's Transportation Vision Panel. Apparently, the news has not filtered down to county commissioners in Coos Bay. Jody McCaffrey joins us to highlight that piece of information, plus some more that have just come in, which have not, are news indeed, because they, you're probably going to hear about it first. Good morning, Jody. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, downstate, if you're listening to this in Newport on the 24th, there's a hearing scheduled. And for those of us up here in Portland, it's easier to get down to Salem for many of us. And that's Thursday. Draw a circle around it. There's, a hearing there and an opportunity to show up and point out to elected officials that it is of absolute utmost priority to take this seriously. It's transportation vision people say, look out, here it comes. Maybe we ought to look out because here it's coming. Jody, can you talk about these two of these hearings and why this is so important and why it's so extraordinary? Well, we have in the same news broadcast, we're talking about one agency trying to underline the importance and the absolute necessity of taking earthquakes seriously. And on the other hand, we're still fighting the good fight to keep the terminal at Jordan Cove out of Coos Bay. How is this possible?
Well, it's very interesting. this series of events here. Back in 2007, when Jordan Cove first applied for a land use permit, we challenged that permit. We actually took it all the way up to the Oregon Supreme Court, who did not hear the case, but we lost the case that we had appealed on, which had to do with our reasoning that Oregon statewide planning goal says that hazardous facilities are prohibited from being built in natural hazard zones. And it was clearly a tsunami inundation zone where Jordan Cove was wanting to build this. Now, the reason we lost it was because Coos County's land use code did not have the word tsunami in it. It was not updated to be in line with the statewide planning goals.
So wait a minute. Just run that by listeners one more time, would you? That seems impossible to lose it. It's very clearly stated that these types of hazardous projects are banned, prohibited, not allowed. How else can I possibly say it? On Oregon's coast. And yet this was lost because the word tsunami was not included. Is that right?
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes, in like 2001 or something, Oregon updated their statewide planning goal. And Planning Goal 7, anybody can go and read the language by just Googling Oregon statewide planning goals and then look at Planning Goal number 7, which talks about these issues, about building in hazard zones like earthquake, wildfire, et cetera, tsunami. And wildfires were added like in 2001. But Coos County never updated their plan to add that language. So here we are 9 years later, and they still do not have the maps officially adopted or the language adopted. So we have tried and tried. But what's coming up this week is kind of important because on May 24th, which is, tomorrow, mm-hmm. At 5:30 in Newport, at the Newport Best Western Hotel in the Cove Room, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which actually oversees the Coastal Zone Management Act, is going to be having a hearing where they will be taking comments concerning Oregon's coastal management program. Now, why this is significant is because all of Coos County is in the Coastal Zone Management Act area, and the land use is a key component of this program. And I think it's a great opportunity. If you go read the act, the Act clearly says to preserve, protect, and where possible, restore or enhance the resources of the nation's coastal zone for this and succeeding generations. And it also talks about minimizing the loss of life and property caused by improper development, and geological hazard is mentioned as one of those areas that should be where improper development should not occur. So this is an opportunity for people to go and publicly comment to what we call NOAA. The comment period will be left open until Friday, June 10th, but I just encourage people to, explain some of this whole issue of our whole coastal zone. This is a great opportunity to bring this up and how these codes need to be updated so that we are not building in these places we should not be building in.
I think, too, that we were talking earlier today that a lot of times people are here around this area, but a lot of people, listeners, activists in our area where we are at the KBO airwaves reach more people, it's very easy, even though there's so much going on, there's so many issues that demand our attention, it's pretty easy to say, yeah, well, that's down coast, and it's going to, if there's an earthquake, we're going to be plenty busy up here, and down coast, well, that's their problem. But when we really consider it, in the event, in the inevitable event of an earthquake, if there were a terminal down there, the destruction, the problems that's going to cause are going to divert resources, attention, people, money, everything downstate. So it will indeed affect everyone here in that we will have far fewer resources at hand to solve our problems. Jody, we only have a minute or so left. It's been a shortened program, apparently. But, we want to know more about NOAA representatives being here? What kind of should when they what their findings, which obviously are going to be that we are even considering this extremely hazardous terminal. This is a decision that should never have been made. What kind of clout? What will NOAA representatives do with the findings resulting from this visit?
Well, hopefully this will actually, they'll work with the state to get the program to be what it should be, you know, what the rules say and in line with the federal regulations.
So they can NOAA demand that the terminal project be stopped because it violates?
I've tried to go that route. They've said it's a state, the state can do, you know, if the state's program doesn't allow it, then that could stop it. In fact, we know June 10th, the Department of State Lands will be making a decision. Some of that decision is based on these land use decisions. So they could say, no, this is inappropriate place to place this. And we do hope the state will follow through with that. There's a lot of pressure, you know, by the industry for them to look the other way. But there's sometimes when safety needs to be taken into account. Now, there's another meeting coming up this week on Thursday at the state capitol in hearing room A. From 8 a.m. till noon, that's where a legislative oversight committee is looking at the Oregon Department of Energy.
We have to go, Jody. Thank you so much. We'll put more of this up on their website. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, May 23rd, 2016. Kate Welch engineered the show. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson, the KBOOAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned. Here comes Locus Focus.
Our nation's over-reliance on incarceration has left millions of children emotionally cut off from the most important relationship of their young lives. Join Prison Pipeline on May 30th to hear Laura Speer from the Annie E. Casey Foundation discuss how children of